What happens in Barcelona stays in Barcelona. Part 1.
There he is again. He brushed a stray strand of his tousled blonde hair out of his eyes with his brown tanned hand. As he smiled to a friend, I noticed his straight white teeth. His lips looked soft, and I admit I had imagined his tongue flicking into me as I pulled him in closer by that golden hair of his. This was the third time I had seen him at El Prat Airport, but I always watched from afar. I was certain someone as sexy as him would never notice me. I have never once seen him glancing in my direction, so it seems like he will just have to stay my fantasy man. All I know is he is a pilot and seems to fly the Barcelona to Copenhagen route. He doesn't look Spanish, so maybe he's Danish or even Swedish. He certainly is tall enough to be Scandinavian and has piercing blue eyes that are to die for. I, on the other hand, am a travel writer. It's a good job, which I enjoy very much. That's one of the reasons I'm in Barcelona again. That, and I was hoping to see my mystery man. I cast one last longing look at him as I exit arrivals. My mind begins to stray as I begin to fantasize about him dragging me off to the toilets, pushing my athletic petite body up against the wall, running his fingers through my long hair and pushing his way inside of me. Oh, what I wouldn't give to see his muscular body and feel his hot, sweaty six-pack pressed up against my soft breasts. Stop it. I have no chance, so now to enjoy my time in Barcelona. Maybe I can find myself a hot-blooded Spaniard. Early the next morning, I take a stroll along the beach. The sky is awash with the red glow of a newly rising sun. The contrast with the turquoise Mediterranean Sea is absolutely stunning. I sit down and take in the scene from behind my sunglasses. It must be quiet in the city, as I can only see a couple of runners, an old man walking his dog, and a single swimmer just leaving the sea. And that swimmer is hot. Think Daniel Craig exiting the water. What is wrong with me? I'm like a bitch on heat. I'm surprised I didn't get turned on by the old Spanish guy. The sexy swimmer is heading in my direction, the water glistening in droplets falling off his muscular body, and just look at that bulge in his swimming shorts. I would love to have a suck on that. I remove my sunglasses to see better and lock eyes with him. Oh my God, it's my sexy pilot from the airport. He turns to the right, sits on a sun lounger about 10 meters down from me, and puts on his sunglasses. He doesn't show any signs of recognizing me. Of course he wouldn't. We haven't even spoken. I strip down to my bikini and lie on the sand, just watching my dream man. He makes me feel like a young, innocent teenager again. I want him so bad. He begins to put some suntan lotion on his body, and I almost jump up to help him. I disappear into my head again and see myself lying between his toned legs with him massaging the lotion onto my back, nudging my neck with little kisses, then massaging my thighs, moving his fingers ever so lightly up to my waiting pussy.